tape recorder.
Just tell it back to me with, you know, as much as you can remember. And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
My version.
But, yeah, about the story.
This was a dark night, about 10 o'clock at night. And a man was standing beside a building. And it seems as if there was a light on, and it showed that, no, he lit a cigarette, and a match put a glow on his face. So the policeman was passing by, and he stopped him, and he was looking at the policeman, and the policeman, he said to the policeman, "It's okay, officer, I'm waiting for a friend. We made this appointment 20 years ago that I was to meet him here at this exact spot at 10 p.m. So they waited and waited, and the policeman became skeptical, and they started walking. They walked away, rather. And all of a sudden, the policeman stopped him and explained to him that he was a plainclothesman. And they had been looking for... No. Back up. The man and the policeman were talking. Then another man came up. They walked away and another man came. They saw this other guy. And this guy asked him if his name was, I forgot, Steve. He said, yes, he was Steve. So the so-called policeman said that he was an undercover cop, plainclothesman, and he arrested this guy because someone had told him that this guy would be coming through and he was on the wanted list, and the policeman locked him up. That's all I remember.
Okay, that's good. Now I'd like for you to tell me a story. It could be a childhood experience or a personal experience. But the story should have at least three characters in it, about three people.
Look here.
When you think of a story, you can just go ahead.
What? Okay. I worked in Philadelphia . I was there about 12 years, and I was sent there to go to help the post office in Philadelphia to train females to work in the sorting room with the mail. I was the mother of two children, two boys. And in a year, I brought my boys up to Philadelphia to live with me. They belonged to a boys' club. Parents were supposed to go to the boys' club to assist or see how the children were doing. I did that. The management of the post of the boys club liked the way I worked with youth, and they offered me a job, but I told them I already had a job in the post office. So they asked me if they sent me to school, would I accept a job? I said okay. They sent me to the University of Pennsylvania and Temple University I took up the courses of juvenile delinquency and juvenile justice. I worked with them for 12 years. In the meantime, my boys were getting a little older, and they met a, one night they came home and they told me they had this little girl and her little brother, and it was cold, and they wanted to know if the kids could stay, spend a night at my house because their dad was very cruel to them. Later on, and then this became a pattern. So I decided to investigate to find out exactly what was happening. I went to see the parents, but it seems like down in the Deep South, the father came from the Deep South. And in the Deep South, when the kids get 13 years of age, they're pulled out of school and they work on the farm. But in the North, that isn't right. But the father refused to support these two kids. So I decided to become their mentor. And I found that I could do much better with the girl. The girl come to me better than the boy. So I started sponsoring both of the kids every day, giving them car fare to school, assisting them with clothes and lunches and so forth. I did this still working with the gangs in Philadelphia. And when my boys became of age and graduated from high school, they went into the Navy. And then I found myself in Philadelphia alone, so I thought it was time. My father thought it was time for me to come back home to D.C., so I came back here down to D.C. I was here, and when I told this little young lady that, you know, I was coming back to D.C., and she said that she was going to run away, and she threatened that she was going to do something to herself. And I talked to her and I counseled her for about 2 weeks, and then I thought everything was fine. I returned to D.C., and I was here about a month. One Friday evening I came home, and this young lady was sitting on my porch. And she had her suitcase with her, and she saw me, and I was so surprised, and she started crying. And I said, well, what the heck is wrong with you? And how did you get here? So she was crying, and she said she did something wrong, and she thought she was going. She said, I know I'm going to jail. And I said, well, what did you do? Who did you rob? She said, I robbed my father. My father was drunk, and I took $30 out of his pocket, and I caught a bus, and here I am. And she says, things went back the way they were. So I said, okay. I called her parents, and her mother was happy to find out where she was. But the father says, don't bring the little so-and-so back here. I said, okay. I said, but I need something because she has to go to school. I was trained under a federal judge on my in Philadelphia. It was part of my training to become a worker. And I called Judge Winnett and I explained it to him what had happened. And he said for my husband and I to bring the child up there that Saturday. He gave me an appointment. We did this, and Judge Burnett called the parents, and the father refused to come. So Judge Burnett sent two detectives to pick up the mother and the father in 7 hours. I had adoption papers. Judge Burnett, federal Judge Burnett, gave me the adoption paper for the girl. We brought her back to D.C. And I had to take her to doctors and everything. And I put her in St. Anne's Academy. And she graduated full honors from St. Anne's Academy. And then she returned to Philadelphia to find some work. And Pat worked at Hahnemann Hospital. She saw the nurses and the secretaries doing certain things. So she became a medical secretary. She went to school, night school, and became a secretary. In the meantime, Pat had gotten married. Pat sent herself through school pregnant. She graduated. When she did get a job as medical secretary, she said she became nosy and she wanted to know what were they doing with these instruments she was writing about. So then she decided to go to nursing school and she became a nurse. Today Pat has 3 girls and 2 grandchildren. She is she's the best daughter anyone could have. She's very attentive as far as I'm concerned, very loving. And she's the daughter I didn't give birth to. That's my story.
That's a good story. Okay. Is somebody
this way the door? I don't know.
Oh, there's a spell knock. Now I'm going to tell you a story. And I'd like you to tell it back to me. You ready? You didn't step on that, did you?
It was in my
shoes. Oh,
gosh. Because what about you? I didn't have shoes on around here.
Okay. Okay, here's my story. Well, a lady was shopping. Her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet, and the lady was very relieved. That's the whole story. Could you tell that back to me?
There was a lady who was shopping in a store. Somehow or another, she dropped her wallet while she was grocery shopping. When she got to the checkout counter, she found that she did not have her wallet. And she became frantic and she started looking around. In the meantime, a young lady walked up to her and says, "Excuse me, I found your wallet. Is this your wallet?" And the lady says, "Yes." She was very happy.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you...
What does that prove?
Hmm? Oh, that was just memory exercise. Now, these are all memory exercises now.
If I put down a pair of scissors, I can't find them.
That was pretty good. Okay, these are numbers. I'd like for you to repeat these numbers after me. First is 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439, that's it. I can't remember. Okay.
That's only 4. 7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
Uh-huh. 75836.
75836.
Yes. 619743.
619743.
Uh-huh. 3924. I'm sorry. 392487.
392487.
Uh-huh. 5917428.
5917428.
Mm-hmm. 4179386.
4939386.
Okay. 5819247.
5819427.
That's close. 3829514.
3829414874.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, but I want you to repeat them backwards this time. Okay. First is 2-4.
4-2.
Uh-huh. 5-8.
8-5. Uh-huh.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
Uh-huh. 4-1-5.
5-1-4.
Uh-huh. 3-2-7-9.
9-7-2-3.
Yes. 4-9-6-8.
Eight. 6-9-4.
Yes. 15286.
6-8-5-2-1.
Almost. 6-1-8-4-3.
6-1-3-8.
6-1-8-4-3.
6-1-8-4-3.
Uh-huh.
6184338 16.
Okay, one more. 539418.
539418. 539418. 81 4 9 3 5.
Yes. Well, since you got that one perfect, I have to do one more. 724856.
724856. 724856. 6 5 8 4 7 2.
Almost. Just transpose those last two numbers.
2 7.
Yeah. Okay. Well, since you got that, we'll have to do one more.
Huh?
8 1 2 9 3 6 5.
8 1 2 9 2 6 5.
Oops. 8 1 2 9 3 6 5.
8 1 2 9 3 6 5. 5 6 3 8. One, two? I messed that one all up.
Let's do one more. Oh, wait, that we did. Okay.
4 7 3 9 1 2 8 8 2 1 9 3 7 4.
Yes, perfect. Have to do one more. 9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8.
8 5 1 3 6 7. I'm lost.
Yeah, 9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8. Yeah, you're. Can I say it again?
9 4 3 7 6 2 5 8 8 5 6 7 3 4 9.
Okay. Just left out one number. Number 2. Okay.
Distraction.
Yeah, that distracted you. I'm going to give you some categories, and I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as you can. For example, if I said states, then you would give me as many states as you can think of, like Tennessee, Oklahoma, New York, New Jersey, and so forth. Okay. The first category is foods. And just give me as many foods as you can think of, and start at any time.
Okay, beef stew. They could be desserts also?
Any foods.
Okay, beef stew, cobbler, baked chicken, turkey and dressings. Oh, stuffed baked salmon, corned beef and cabbage, stuffed pork chops, vegetables, greens, oatmeal, bacon and eggs, French toast, cream of wheat, oh, peach cobbler with a hunk of ice cream. Meatloaf, candy yams, corn salad, oh, spaghetti meat sauce.
Okay. The next category is. Okay. The next category is animals. Name as many animals as you can. Whenever you're ready.
A dog, a cat, a monkey, parakeets, cocktails, snake I can't stand. Chameleons, bisons, horses, cows, sheep, chickens, ducks, llamas, lions, tigers, elephants, giraffes, seals, I said monkeys, birds, different types of birds.
Running up? Okay. The last category is kitchen items. Anything found in the kitchen?
Anything found in the kitchen is a sink in the kitchen. It's a stove in the kitchen. You have your counters. You have your cabinets for your dishes. You have dishes. You have pots and pans. You have pot holders, refrigerator, freezer. You have all your condiments, baking utensils, electrical appliances, that is your toasters, your baking oven, crock pot, wok, cake dishes, cake pans, baking pans, drinking glasses, cabinet with groceries, storage containers, you have a ladder, step ladder. In your kitchen, you have your dustpan and your duster and your broom, your mop. Groceries. I was going through my kitchen.
Is it? Okay. This next exercise is an exercise of attention.
Oh, my sister's Spanish kind of rough.
What I would like you to do is start here, go across, and read as fast as you can. You find the page first.
You want me to go across, left and right, mm-hmm. then down, left and right?
All the way down and as fast as you can. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and start.
Blue, green, yellow, green, red, blue, green, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 10 seconds. Okay. Next, you see the dots there, I want you to start at the top, go across each row and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can. And start whenever you're ready.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, green, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, that was 16 seconds. The last thing, now this is a tricky one. I want you to go across the same as before, but instead of reading the words, I want you to tell me the color that each word is printed in. Okay, go ahead.
Red, blue, yellow. I'm reading that thing.
Yeah, tell me the color. Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Blue, red, yellow. I did it again. Okay. Blue, red, yellow. I'm still reading. Let's see. I'm going to get myself together now.
And stop the timer. Okay.
Blue, red, yellow. Yellow. Blue, yellow. Green, red. Green and blue. This is hard.
I know. You want to start over? I lost you too. Okay.
This is hard. Okay, let me start again. Okay. Blue, red, green, yellow. Mm-hmm. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Red, this is hard. Yellow, red, green, and blue. Blue, red, yellow, and green. Red, blue, yellow, and red.
Okay.
That is hard.
I know. That's an exercise of attention and inhibition. You have to avoid doing
really
what you want to do.
Really concentrate, yeah.
And do what I have to
this
do.
This is something to do with those kids down there. They know so much.
That's a good test to get their attention, to exercise their attention span.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Uh-huh.
Could you tell that to me again, please?
There was a lady who was in a store, and she was trying to get her groceries. She got her groceries, and while she was getting her groceries, she dropped her purse. She dropped her change purse or a billfold. As she went up to the cashier to pay for her groceries, she found that her billfold was missing. In the meantime, there was a young lady who was coming by, and she saw the billfold drop, and then when she went to the lady, she says, "Excuse me, is this your billfold?" And the lady says, "Yes, it is. Thank you very much."
Okay, that's it. That's the whole thing. You're done. I just need for you to. This is the payment form. I turn this into the University of Memphis, and they'll send you a check. Just need your mailing address and your.
My name up here.
Yes, your name and your mailing address. And I don't know, a lot of people are sensitive about their social, they're asking for that.